Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
So I say D, I say D-O, D-O-D, D-O-D-G, D-O-D-G-E-R-S, team, 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 oh.
All right.
I say O-M-A.
So, Jim, you know, in this portion of the program, we normally have our one-hit wonder contest. Can you identify the singer of that song?
Oh, you got me on that one, Doug. That's a little pure.
Yeah, well, actually, it may not be. Let's just.
I'll give you a clue. He also did You've Got a Lovely Bunch of Coconuts.
Yeah.
I know the song, but I don't remember the singer.
All right, well, let's see if we'll give people a couple of minutes to figure out who this is. If you can identify the singer, you get a swell prize. 888-302-3684. It's a perfect tribute for our conversation with Jim Davis, who's the GM of WTTB in Vero Beach, where we have been for a long time. We're talking about Dodger Town. Jim gave us a nice history of the location and what was there for a long, long time, the spring training facility for the Dodgers. Then it closed in 2008. A lot of people thought it was going to go down the tubes, but not so fast. So what are they doing now with it? What's going to go on? This is a great story.
Well, this beautiful old gal known as Dodger Town sat empty for a couple of years, Doug, but Dodger Town would not die.
Well, the O'Malley family still owns it, don't they? Doesn't the O'Malley?
Well, here's the interesting thing. You know, Doug, you remember it's kind of an unusual place where dugouts are literally dugouts along the side of the field.
Yep.
The place is so different from any other park, and there's so much history here. You can really feel it when you walk around. It's kind of like a fine vintage wine. But the O'Malley family, you know, the Dodgers went through a lot of different owners, and there was a divorce involved in that. But the O'Malley family wouldn't let this go. And Peter O'Malley stepped forward to save this property, which was in bankruptcy, by the way. Mm-hmm. And he formed a partnership with his sister. And then they went back and they approached the current Dodger owners and reached an agreement to rebrand this Village Sports Museum. I'm sorry, the Sports Village, and use the name. So now they call it Historic Dodger Town. And by the way, there's a Dodger Town High School right down the street from there. Mm-hmm. They didn't change their name. In fact, the signs when you enter the city of Vero Beach used to say "Welcome to Dodger Town." So. Anyway, now Dodger Town holds year-round youth sports tournaments. They're in baseball and soccer, lacrosse. And the cool thing about it, it has become profitable, which is, now it's not open to the public, but during certain events during the year, earlier this year I went to a spring training event. And by the way, I have proudly on my desk a Tommy Davis autographed Dodger baseball. Tommy was a guy who scored about 2,000 hits during his decade-long run.
Mm-hmm.
And last weekend, this is very cool, the historic Dodger Town hosted for the public a Jackie Robinson tribute game. Mm-hmm. It was 57 years ago last week, by the way. It was April the 15th, 1947, that Jackie Robinson broke baseball's color barrier when the Brooklyn Dodgers started him at first base against the Boston Braves. And so every April 15th, every tribute game since then, every player on the team wears Robinson's jersey, which was number 42.
Right.
And last weekend, 6,000 people sat in the stands at beautiful Dodger Town and enjoyed their Dodger dogs and their popcorn, just as you and I did a decade ago.
Cool? So. That's very cool. Steve Garvey played there, Mike Piazza. I mean, there's so many great people who have played there. What a great story. I wanted you to tell it. You were the guy who would know it more than anything else. Danny Kaye sang that song, Jim.
The
Dodger song.
Right. There's a moldy, oldie, goody, goldie from our Wrestling Rack and Wrinkle Records. Jim, thank you. Appreciate your bringing us up to date on a great story from a great community. Happy for the folks in Vero Beach at TTB. It's 28 after on Good Day.
Down in the dugout, Alston Glow. Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Suffer from test anxiety? Would you like an easy way to reduce it? Not as tough as you think. Here's the science of it. Tests are no fun, and test really is a four-letter word. They cause anxiety, a great deal of negative thinking, and if test anxiety is not controlled, it can precipitate a substantial decrease in performance, or put another way, failure. What to do? Chew gum.
You really think so?
Absolutely.
Chewing gum while you're stressing out is a way to divert your mental anxiety into a physical act. It sidetracks anxiety, reroutes it so you can successfully accomplish the task at hand.
I chew gum a lot, and this flavor really hangs in there.
What's the cheap psychological trick? Chew gum during a test, and you'll take the bite out of anxiety and improve your score. Share your test-taking tricks with me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Think green. Harrison with you. Our daily coffee doses might be in jeopardy from global warming too, scientists are saying. Did you know most coffee is grown in treeless sun? Because sun-grown coffee grows the biggest harvests with the highest sales. But with climate change, University of Michigan researchers report shade-grown coffee raised under a canopy of diverse trees not only ensures continued crops from leaving alone the surrounding plants and animals, but shade trees act as a firewall between coffee plants and droughts and powerful storms. Also, natural shade trees protect the coffee plants from harsh sun and heat, along with dirt erosion and scorching. As weather patterns continue to radicalize and planet Earth continues to heat, the way coffee actually grows in nature, in the shade, in fact, will ensure the survival of our blessed coffee bean. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.